This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Matthew Kavanaugh of Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Kavanaugh, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Robin Hubbard, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is R-O-B-I-N. Last name is H-U-B-B-A-R-D. On March 11th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, but was unable to perform a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 67-year-old female, period, height 5 foot 6 inches tall, period. Her weight is 200 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 3rd of 2018, period. The patient was a passenger in a 2012 Nissan vehicle, period. Her husband was driving the vehicle, period. This was southbound on U.S. Highway 41 in Highland, Indiana, with the intersection of Ridge Road, period. The other vehicle was a 2005 Chevrolet Malibu and was directly behind the patient's vehicle, period. The patient was stopped at a red light and was rear-ended by another vehicle that failed to stop, period. The patient was jerked. She was wearing her seatbelt, period. She denied loss of consciousness but did sustain injury, period. There was minimal to no visible damage to her vehicle, period. She had immediate pain in her neck and right shoulder. It got worse over the next few days, period. She also had headaches, period. She had thoracic and lumbar pain that has since resolved, period. Despite treatment, she is still experiencing pain in her neck that radiates to her right shoulder, period. She has numbness that radiates down to her right elbow, period. She also has right shoulder pain, period. The neck pain is described as daily and intermittent, period. It is burning and sharp and ranges in intensity from 5 to 10 out of 10, period. Her right shoulder pain is daily and intermittent, period. It is described as stabbing and burning, period. It ranges in intensity from 5 to 10 out of 10, period. She states that she has diminished range of motion in both her neck and right shoulder areas, period. Her headaches are located primarily on the right side, and they are described as intermittent and occasional with emesis, period. New paragraph. The timeline of her injuries was that the following day the patient was seen in the emergency department of Porter Regional Hospital, period. At the hospital, abnormalities were noted on examination with tenderness along the neck and back areas, period. She was given prescriptions for Naprosyn and Flexeril, period. She presented to Health Point of Indiana on October 11th, 2018. There was restriction in range of motion on examination period. She was diagnosed with post-traumatic headache, comma, muscle spasms, comma, reduced lordosis, comma, radiculopathy, and cervical, comma, thoracic, comma, and lumbar strains, period. She had treatment consisting of cryotherapy, comma, electrical stimulation, comma, hydrotherapy, comma, intersegmental traction and spinal adjustments, period. An MRI was done . I will report those findings later. When the patient returned to Dr. Bobbier, that's B-O-B-I-E-R, on November 14th, 2018, there were abnormal findings of cervical compression, comma, maximal cervical compression, comma, shoulder depressor, and Jackson's compression test, period. She returned to Munster MRI on November 15th, where MRI was done of her brain, period. I'll report those findings later, period. She was seen at Advanced Pain and Rehab, who diagnosed her with cervicalgia, comma, a cervical strain, comma, right shoulder impingement and right shoulder pain, period. She was given a right shoulder joint injection, period. On December 11th, 2018, a trigger point injection given to the cervical region, period. The patient had more manual spinal adjustments and traction in December of 2018, period. On December 27th, 2018, Dr. Belcher, B-E-L-C-H-E-R, gave her prescriptions for Norflex, comma, Norco narcotic, and Relafin, period. When she was reexamined by Dr. Bobbier on January 3rd, 2018, there was limited range of motion in the cervical spine, period. She continued to undergo therapy, period. On January 9th, 2019, Dr. Ring, R-I-N-G, administered an epidural trigger point injection in the cervical area, period. She received another one on January 23rd, 2019, period. Therapeutic exercises given February 13th, 2019, period. On February 27th, 2019, she was released from Dr. Bobbier, that's B-O-B-I-E-R. On March 12, 2019, she was referred to advanced chiropractic care, period. She was treated with cryotherapy and electrical stimulation, period. On March 26, 2019, Dr. Ring, R-I-N-G, administered another cervical epidural injection, period. This was repeated on April 23, 2019, period. New paragraph. I have received and reviewed billing from Health Point of Indiana, comma, Porter Regional Health, comma, EMBCC, comma, Munster Open MRI, comma, Advanced Pain Care, comma, Advanced Pain and Rehab, comma, Advanced Surgical Care, comma, Advanced Chiropractic Care, comma. The total cost was $61,094.78, period. I have reviewed each of the individual billing from all these agencies and find that individually they were all appropriate, necessary, and reasonable bills, period. The total in excess of $61,000 were all appropriate, reasonable, and necessary, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as following, period. The patient has problems cooking, period. She has difficulty lifting pans and doing laundry, period. Housework is affected, period. Yard work is affected, period. She has difficulty playing with her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, period. Sex and sleep are affected, period. She has difficulty lifting heavy items, period. She has difficulty with prolonged sitting, period. Bright lights and loud noise is problematic, period. New paragraph. Her medications include lisinopril, hyperlipidemia medication, antidepressants, metformin, glipizide, gabapentin, and alprazolam, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for her condition includes over-the-counter medications, as well as both oral and topicals, period. She is also doing stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes mellitus, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, and diabetic retinopathy, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is negative. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never injured her neck or right shoulder in the past, period. She has never had radiating pain to her right shoulder or her elbow in the past, period. She has been involved in minor automobile accidents, but none that required any significant treatment, period. In approximately 1975, she had a work injury when she fell, and she was told that she had a right elbow sprain that resolved in approximately 6 weeks, period. She has had prior headaches in the past from allergies, but now the headaches are different. They are frequent and severe, and they range in intensity from 4 to 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a housewife. New paragraph under allergies, no known allergies, period. New paragraph. I have reviewed, as I mentioned, an extensive amount of medical records. I want to comment on some of the findings noted in the records, period. Evaluation of the patient done at Advanced Pain Care, done December 11th, 2018. Their diagnosis was cervicalgia, that's C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A, cervicalgia, comma, shoulder pain, right, comma, and cervical disc syndrome with myelopathy, period. MRI studies that I mentioned earlier, MRI of the brain, November 15th, 2018, at Munster, open MRI and imaging, was negative for acute intracranial process, period. MRI done at Munster, open MRI, November 8th, 2018, was abnormal, period. Specifically, there were annular bulges impinging the ventral fecal sac from C4 to C7. There was also straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, which may represent muscle spasm, period. My comment on this MRI is obviously this is a significant abnormality with bulging and impingement of the nerves on the fecal sac, period. It also takes a great deal of trauma to the cervical region to produce loss and straightening of the normal cervical lordotic curve to be seen on radiographic studies, period. Report from Health Point of Indiana, October 11th, 2018, states that she presents today with injuries sustained in a motor vehicle accident occurring on October 3rd, 2018, period. On their examination, there were abnormalities in range of motion, including the cervical and shoulder regions, period. Emergency room note, dated October 4th, 2018, states that the patient presents following a motor vehicle collision, period. The onset was one day ago, period. The collision was rear impact, period. She was a passenger in the front seat, period. She was having pain in her neck, as well as nausea, back pain, dizziness, and headache, period. She states that she threw her head up and the back, period. New paragraph. After review of the records and taking the patient's history, my assessment is, number one, cervical trauma and strain. Number two, disc bulges C4 to C7. Number three, right shoulder trauma and strain. Number four, right neck radiculopathy. Number five, cephalgia. Number six, thoracic and lumbar strain resolved, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of October 3rd, 2018, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, please note the following, period. In reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment. Utilizing Table 17-2, Class 1, page 564, period. In reference to the right shoulder region, she qualifies for an additional 3% upper extremity impairment. Utilizing Table 15-5, Class 1, page 402, period. This converts to a 2% whole body impairment. Utilizing Table 15-11, page 420, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 5% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of October 3rd, 2018, period. Because of the trauma to the cervical and right shoulder regions, the patient will be more vulnerable to arthritis in the cervical and right shoulder regions as she continues to age, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need both oral and topical over-the-counter medications at an estimated monthly cost of $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by some more cortisone-type injections to the cervical and right shoulder regions at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. Because of the abnormalities and trauma to the cervical region, there is compression of the nerves in the cervical region on levels C4 through 3-7, period. If these symptoms progress, she may require definitive surgery to the cervical region, period. Estimated cost of the surgery would be $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, surgeon, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. After review of the records and review of the treatment that I have outlined above, I have found that all the care and course of treatment that I've outlined above was all reasonable, comma, necessary, comma, and all appropriate, period. The cost of these services were all appropriate and reasonable, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and taken her history via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records and history, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.